The Associated Press news agency quoted the chief of staff of Somalia's interim president, who said he had received a preliminary report from American officials about the results of Monday's airstrike. The report said that Al-Qaeda suspect Fazul Abdullah Mohammed had been killed in the attack near the Somali border with Kenya. Somali interim government spokesman Abdirahman Denari says government officials and troops are now trying to verify the information.
Our forces and our officials, they are trying to know if this information is right or wrong. We didn't confirm it.
Born in Comoros, Fazul Abdullah Mohammed joined Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and is believed to have planned the 1998 U.S. embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania that killed more than 200 people. He eluded capture for nearly a decade despite a $5 million bounty. The United States believes that Mohammed and two other Al-Qaeda operatives fled Mogadishu late last month with several senior leaders of Somalia's radical Islamist movement as the country's government troops, backed up by the Ethiopian military, advanced on the capital. A U.S. airplane pursued the suspects near the Islamist stronghold of Ras Kamboni in southern Somalia near the border with Kenya. The airstrike was the first American military offensive in Somalia since a humanitarian mission ended in disaster in 1993. In Washington, U.S. officials said the air attack was ordered after receiving credible intelligence about the whereabouts of the Al-Qaeda suspects. An American newspaper Tuesday quoted an unidentified U.S. diplomat who acknowledged that the United States was working with Somali clans to locate the Al-Qaeda fugitives. That prompted media speculation that U.S. officials may have received critical intelligence from elders of the Ayr, a subclan of the most powerful clan in Mogadishu, the Hawiya. Two of the Somali Islamist leaders wanted by Washington for having ties to Al-Qaeda are the movement's supreme leader, Sheikh Hassan Dahir Awes, and the founder and leader of the radical Shabab group, Adan Hashi Ero. Both are Ayr clan members who are believed to have protected the Al-Qaeda operatives in Mogadishu. But Nairobi-based Somali expert Matt Bryden says the Ayr clan could not have been able to provide the United States with intelligence good enough to pinpoint the location of the Islamists and their Al-Qaeda allies in the Ras Kamboni area.
This would have nothing to do with the Ayr clan. This is a region inhabited by the Ogaden clan, and particularly people who would be sympathetic to Hassan Turki, who's one of the militant leaders within the corps. So that would be a much more likely source of information and of assistance to the United States if they were looking for intelligence in that part of Somalia.
Sources in Kismayo tell VOA that U.S. planes hunting for Al-Qaeda suspects attacked several more areas near Ras Kamboni on Wednesday. The report could not be independently confirmed. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.